Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the news desk, I'm Lydia O'Kane. Pope Benedict on Friday arrived in Angola, where he will conclude his week-long visit to Africa. The highlights of the Angolan leg of his apostolic journey includes a mass with religious and clergy, a meeting with young people, a meeting with women and women's groups, and the Sunday mass with the bishops of the Southern African region. After arriving at the airport in the capital, Luanda, Pope Benedict said he has come to a country where peace and fraternity are dear to the hearts of all its people.
Con un profondo sentimento di rispetto e simpatia, penso solo desta nobre e giovane.
He made special mention of those, like the Pope himself, who have known war and division between family members from the same nation as a result of inhumane and destructive ideologies, which, under the false appearance of dreams and illusions, caused the yoke of oppression to weigh down upon the people. The Pope prompted dialogue as a way of overcoming every form of conflict and tension and making every nation into a house of peace and fraternity. He encouraged the people of Angola to share personal resources, both spiritual and material, for the good of all. He urged the nation not to forget the poor among them, who are demanding their rights be respected. He concluded by calling to mind that Angola was once the site of a Christian kingdom which emerged 500 years ago and lasted until the 18th century. He said he came to Angola to strengthen the faith of one of the oldest Catholic communities in sub-Saharan Africa.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.